It's the job of an inspector general to take a critical look at programs within an agency and point out areas that need improvement. Now, when data is unreliable or inaccessible, that crucial oversight can suffer. Or IGs are forced to do too much routine audits. Those are just two of the concerns voiced by IGs in a survey just released by the Association of Government Accountants and Kearney & Company. David Zavada is a partner at Kearney & Company. He directed the survey, and he joins me now. David, good morning.
Morning, Tom.
Everything I look at these days concerning IGs seems to show an IG force that's really getting up on its hind legs, looking for a little more respect.
You know, I think in our survey, I think it was some of the issues that came up related to advocacy and collaboration and the importance of communicating the role of the IG and the responsibilities of the IG. So, yes, I guess in some respects, the community did feel that that was an important issue.
And you do this every year, and some of the issues come up year after year, but it was really interesting to see one of the new topics that came up, and that was they feel that there's too much required inspection of things they consider not really systemically risky to agencies. What are some of the things that distract them in that sense?
Yes, that came up in the context of across-the-board mandated requirements, and those included some of the conference spending reviews and purchase and travel card audits that IGs have to perform, and an improper payment audits. You know, for the most part, improper payments largely fall into just a few agencies, yet IGs across the board have to conduct these reviews. I don't think that anyone was saying that that's not an important exercise, but the point was that takes resources away from other potentially more important areas.
And, of course, the conference spending was a sensation a couple of years ago, not so much really for the dollars involved because they were pretty trivial in federal agency standard terms, but they made some funny headlines and great pictures. And so it seems like the IGs are saying, okay, but really that's not where the real money and real danger to agencies really is.
Yeah, I think what they're saying is that there are other areas that potentially their resources could be directed to, and I think it's the across-the-board nature of these requirements that really limits their ability to do true risk-based planning and to truly direct resources where the greatest risks are.
And I want to get back to that risk-based strategy in a minute, but first let's back up just a moment and talk about the methodology of the survey. How do you go about this, and who do you talk to?
Well, this year we included state IG, state auditors, and federal IGs. We used a survey tool as well as in-person interviews. So it was a mix of items that we used to reach out to the community. The federal community is a large community. There are 72 IGs, so really we can only interview a share of those each year.
On the federal side, though, does the topic come up in the survey that all of the duties, responsibilities, and rights and so forth and authorities under the IG Act, do all the IGs feel that they have all those tools?
Well, I think that they probably feel like they do. However, the issue that came up in the survey was, again, this issue of communicating the role of the IG and the importance of doing that and the importance of collaborating community-wide to ensure that people understand the role of the IG, they understand the authorities of the IG, and that in turn will help IGs do their job. You know, you mentioned earlier the letter that more than 40 IGs signed that they sent to Congress. I think that was an example of the type of collaboration that some folks in the community feel is important.
And I wanted to ask you about that letter, too. Also, is that something unprecedented for IGs as a group to express that type of concern?
I cannot remember a similar letter in my memory, so I think that was a pretty significant letter.
So getting back to that question of risk-based assessments that IGs can do, what are some of the agency issues that they feel that they can't get to or can't get to enough because they're crowded out by conference spending and credit cards and so forth?
Well, we did not get into that on an agency-by-agency basis, but I think that this issue of mandated requirements has been something that that has been around for a long time. I think the more recent requirements in terms of conference spending and purchase and travel cards and, like I said, the across-the-board nature of the improper payment audits was really somewhat of a tipping point for the community.
And when you mention collaboration, I mean, who's not collaborating with who in the IG's view?
Well, I think the collaboration theme that came up was in the context of solving complex problems. And those complex problems could take shape in different areas. For example, the access issues. Those would be one of them. Similarly, we heard a lot about data issues, impediments to conducting data analytics. We heard a lot about access to data, the format of data, and the ability to get good data to do data analytics. So those are some of the complex problems that we heard about that the community really folks felt needed to come together and collaborate to solve.
Do they feel that the data lacking or the data issues are the result of being denied data by agency leadership, or is it the data formats that agencies use a problem everybody in the agency shares?
It was more broad in terms of access to certain types of data that some IGs would like. The format of some data, many of the systems in agencies are older systems, and again, this ability to get good data integrity was a big issue that was raised in terms of doing data analytics, and what we heard that is to do successful data analytics, it really takes a sustained period of time to really cleanse the data so that you have valid comparisons and a meaningful analytic.
But the data access issue, that's something a little bit more in control of, say, agency management quickly. So it sounds like there's a little tug of war maybe perhaps in some agencies between the IGs and the leadership.
Yeah, I think so, and I think I think that some of the concerns on the part of the community that were raised were that, this type of back and forth, these types of delays really chews up a lot of resources, and really it's a situation that I'm sure that they would like to avoid. So, again, I think that this is it's an important issue for the community. It's an important issue that requires the community to come together to address, and I think that's what we saw in terms of that letter that was sent.
I'm speaking with David Zavada. He is a partner at Kearney & Company and director of the survey of IGs just released by the Association of Government Accountants and Kearney & Company. And since you did talk to state auditors, how does it compare situation between the state level and the federal level? Is it better? Do state auditors have it better off than federal IGs?
Well, interestingly, there were some areas where there were similarities and other areas where there were differences. One area that was very similar was in the area of IT security. Both the state auditors and the federal IGs felt that this was probably their greatest need in terms of personnel and filling those types of positions. One of the differences was in terms of the hiring process. Federal IGs were very dissatisfied with the hiring process in terms of the timeliness and in terms of bringing qualified candidates to their desks to hire, whereas the state, I think it was 73% of the state auditors felt like the hiring process at the state level was meeting their needs.
So the IGs at the federal level, then, they were talking about the hiring process in terms of the IG office requirements themselves, not necessarily the agency requirements.
I think they were talking about the broader hiring process and just some of the delays in terms of bringing people on board and some of the stopping and starting. And I think the bottom line was that the hiring process just wasn't meeting their needs.
And recently I've talked to a couple of IGs who have been working with agencies and also at working with component level agencies and their internal affairs department, especially in the federal law enforcement. And How often does that come up, the interaction between IGs and internal affairs of the many, many law enforcement groups that operate throughout the federal government? How does internal affairs help out IGs, or do they?
Well, you know, we did not really get into that in the survey. That was not a topic that came up.
Have you followed this at all, or something in your general work with IGs, has that ever come up?
Not particularly.
All right. Well, we'll skip that one. Also, the IGs said in this survey about their concern with overall budgeting levels throughout the government. What did they say there?
Well, I think that last year when we did this survey, budget was very much on the community's mind. We had gone through the sequester and the government shutdown, and budget was probably the most important issue that came up. This year, it seems like staffing levels have somewhat stabilized. However, twice as many IG offices have declines in staffing than increases. I think budget and the uncertainty surrounding the budget is still something that is, like I said, very much on the minds of the community.
And in talking with the IGs in person, the ones that you were able to or listen to, what is it that seemed to be of the greatest concern to them from the way they spoke to you?
Well, thematically, I would say the concerns fall into the area of budget, technology, and human resources. And budget, it gets back to the uncertainty surrounding the budget and the mandatory requirements that consume resources. In terms of technology, it was data analytics and the needs in terms of IT security. And in terms of human resources, it was largely the federal hiring process that was a concern. We had four focus areas. It was budget and operations, human resources, analytics, and the financial audit. The issue that somewhat surprised us was this issue of advocacy and collaboration that came up that really wasn't part of the survey, but of course we left the door open in our interviews for other issues.
So that came up as kind of a wild card this year, in other words.
It did, and I think that one of the things that surprised me was really the fact that it is a large community and that the differences between smaller and larger offices, and that the collaboration and the advocacy and really the sharing of resources is much more important to some of the smaller offices than the larger offices.
So who should read the survey, and who can do something about some of these concerns?
Well, I think the whole point of the survey was to foster a dialogue on some of these issues and to identify the issues, have a dialogue on them, have a dialogue annually on these issues. So our hope is that they will be read broadly within the community, and year to year we'll be able to keep that dialogue going.
David Zvana is a partner at Kearney & Company. Thanks so much for joining me.
You're welcome.